So now we're in the Salisbury Cathedral, just outside the vestry, between the vestry and the choir, and I'm showing you a stone which has got a serious indent in it, which if you were to cup your hand in it and feel around it, you would think, what's that? And it's actually the shape of the back of a small child's head. And it's actually the bumping stone, which is used in the initiation of new boy choristers at Salisbury Cathedral. And it's gone on for centuries. And it's all a good bit of fun. And it's almost the highlight of their admission service. So if you're a chorister here, you learn for up to 1 year, and then you're admitted as a full chorister. You come to the service, you're given your Bible, you're given your surplice, and then afterwards you come with your family to hear. And the two head choristers, who are the grand age of 13, take these youngsters who are 8 or 9, they sit them down, and then they hold them gently and go, we bump you a chorister of Salisbury Cathedral according to ancient tradition. Bump, bump, and their families and siblings are cheering and yeah, and these little boys are looking really happy and slightly confused, but it's wonderful. And we introduced girl choristers here in 20 or so years ago, and of course they can't be bumped in the same way as the boys, because you can't take that from the boys. So in the far east end of Salisbury Cathedral, there's the Trinity Chapel, and there's the statue of the Madonna and Child. And so the girls go there, and the head choristers have an enormous ancient Bible, which is about 4 or 5 inches thick and 2 foot wide. And they hold this, and they bump the girls on the head. We bump you, girls. And again, you know, the families love it, the children love it, and it's something, you know, you never have that happen unless you're a chorister at this place, and they're very proud of it. So
look out for it.
When you come to the cathedral, you look out for the little stone.
Ja, die gaan we zien, de steen met de deuk. Zoals ze vroeger zeiden, als de pelgrims waren geweest, was het helemaal uitgesleten in steen, omdat ze er op en neer liepen en zo. Maar goed, ook dit is te zien hier in de kathedraal van Salisbury. Alle informatie: salisburycathedral.org.uk.